to the show. This is our week 10 results show and week 11 preview in the NFL. My name is Bov, and these guys already have me cracking up. I got tears in my eyes, and we haven't even started the pod yet. Talking about headgear and bizarre trades and the dentist, teeth. Man. It's crazy. Teeth. a lot of teeth. Harvey's here. Christopher, how you doing tonight?
I'm great, Bov. Kings are bad yet. I got Keegan back on. Yeah. Fully support him. Love him to death. And great to be on at 7-12 tonight. Thank you, Scotty Santor.
A little late. A little bit of a late start, but that's okay. Scotty's here. Scotty, we're glad you made it. How are you doing tonight?
Doing great. Just feeling really great at the 7 p.m. Tuesday slot. I feel like I'm really going to deliver tonight. So let's see how it goes.
Okay. Okay, great expectations for the star on this one tonight. And he made it from the dentist. Dentist 2 weeks in a row. There's talks of a third straight dentist trip next week as well. Ross, we're glad you're okay. We're glad you can make this one. How are you feeling? How numb is the mouth?
Mouth is less numb now. We love the dentist. Skipped going for probably like 10, 12 years. And so we're making up for it now. It's awesome. Excited to confirm that I will be going next week. It's 100% Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Can't wait. Every week I've gone to the dentist, dose and a half men have won. So I might keep going every single week until the championship, if I'm being honest.
Whatever it takes, brother.
Well, gotta do what I gotta do.
That's right. All right, let's get into some week 10 results. Very interesting times in the show with only 4 weeks left now in the regular season. We will start with the blowout of the week, and it is the hottest team in the show. Dose and a half men, 123.5. All stars, 71. That's more like it for the All-Stars, quite honestly. I think Scotty wouldn't even admit that. So Dose has improved to 7-3, currently the top team in the show. Is that right? Are you the high score?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
By like 80
okay. points.
He's absolutely on fire. So Dose, 7-3. All-Stars falls to 2-8. See you in the Derby. Scotty, Ross, you get the first word on this one with the victory.
Yeah, I wanted to actually take my time here, my speech here, to apologize to All-Star Scotty Santor. I said some hurtful words. I was very, very egotistical. I called him a bitch boy, and you know, it was just uncalled for. You know, we've had nothing but respect for the All-Stars. You know, I'm rooting for them in the Derby this year. So, that aside, Dose is insane. We'd absolutely crush this team. We crush every team, to be honest. CJ Stroud is a dog. R. White's a dog. Jake Gibbs, dog. CeeDee Lamb, dog. St. Brown, dog, dog, dog. We got so many dogs. Welcome Niners defense to Dose. We're loving them, bro. They're going off. Just so much fun over here. Patrick Mahomes took a break. Puka Nacua took a break. you know, we're excited for this squad. Me and Ryan Kinney quoted, let's see, give me just 1 second. Ryan Kinney says, bro, I don't know where he is. Bro, I don't remember ever having such a dominant team in the show. Something along those lines. Yeah, that's it.
Are there talks amongst the fans that this might be the best Dose team ever?
Yeah, 100%.
Wow. Wow. Well, on the flip side, Scotty, you're 2-8. The one game winning streak was fun while it lasted. You did, you know, you mentioned you were beefing with Dose. Like, where are we at with that? Are we good?
We are better than good, but that was a very heartfelt apology. It was a public apology. It was a well thought out, lengthy apology, well worded. Going to be seeing him on Sunday, 10 a.m. going rooting for the Niners. He's got his Niner gang on. I got some Niner stuff in the background here. We're going to be there at 10 a.m. ordering some Mountain Mikes with all the money that we've won recently and sports betting and whatnot. So it's going to be great. Top ally, Dose. Dose is insane. Best team I've ever seen. They're amazing. Love Ryan King.
Blessings.
Harvey, that's quite a reaction. How do you make sense of
you this? Don't. This guy's pathetic, bub. You call me a bitch boy, I'm hitting the stew. You're getting dissed. I'm coming back fighting. I don't care if I'm 2-8 and trash. I don't turn around and say, oh, hey, we're top allies. I'm on that D again, baby. I'm on that D, that Dose D. I love that thing. All-Stars are a joke, bub. Dose is insane. Like, he deserves all the respect, but Scotty just lost a lot of my respect, honestly.
Wow. Public apology. Public apology.
Can't respect a public apology.
Wow. Anything else on this one?
No.
Okay.
I can't believe Tommy DeVito scored 10 points. I talked so much shit on that guy.
DeVito still on the squad. Scotty, you made a move today. Is DeVito is still on the squad, right?
Yes, he is a starting quarterback. And if he's on my roster and you're a starting quarterback, you're getting in the starting lineup. I don't care what your name is. I don't care what string you are. You're getting playing time.
Protect the Achilles at all costs if you're a starting QB for the yes. All-Stars this season. All right. Next game, let's go to, I think if Dose is the dominant team right now, I think one of the best surprises in the league this year is Lamarinator, is Gustafson's improved to 7-3, right up there at the top of the league with the likes of Dose, with the likes of Harvey. So Gustafson's 101.5, Wide Wide West 71.5. Matt Gifford is 3-7. See you in the Derby, GIF. Harvey, I mean, how impressed are you with this squad that Gustafson's have put together?
I love the squad, Bub. I spent the first maybe 4 weeks of the season just trolling their name every opportunity, but now I call them the Lamarinator because they are elite. They are a top three team in the show. Only time they lose is when they play Harvey. And just Dose has mentioned balance a lot on the pod, Bub, and you got QBs, you got RBs, you got studs or receiver. I love Lamarinator, man. I really do.
Scotty, I feel like Jay Dobbs is like the perfect symbol for this team, right? Like feel good story, come out of nowhere. I mean, Dave and Marshall are going to break their 5-year playoff drought. You love to see it for these guys. You love to see some of those bottom feeder teams in the show kind of rise up and have a nice season here.
Yeah, it's good for Dave and Marshall. I like this team. I don't love this team. Good to see them actually trying this year. They're clearly watching football. If they weren't watching football, they would have put in Deshaun Watson over Jay Dobbs. So good on them for paying attention to watching football with your Kincaid in there. Not an amazing squad. I'm not in love with them, but they'll be a playoff team, probably losing the second round. Wide Wide West, Auto Derby. Didn't even know what week the Derby was on. He had to text me today, ask me that. So that's where this franchise is at. Ooh. And Kyler's on a bye week 14. He's not looking so high here over here.
Russ, you got anything on this one?
No, Wide Wide West, Trash, Lamarinator, good team. They got Kamara. I'm interested in him. I like him. I heard he's pretty good. Thinking about other leagues right now, too. Jay Dobbs is a dog. That dude's so sick. I actually like Lamarinator a little bit more, knowing that they have him. See you in the championship. Just kidding. See you, Harvey, in the championship.
Whoa. All right. Let's go next to the, believe it or not, Dose was not the high scorer what? In week 10. Oh. The high score of the week belongs to Big Tuna. 124 for Tyler, who has clawed all the way back and is now 5-5 after defeating East Dillon 124-100. Not a dope schedule this week for East Dillon, but the story here is Tyler. Scotty, we've been talking about this for a few weeks now. This team is coming. I mean, how impressive is this from Tyler to get right back in the thick of it?
I love this Tyler team, Bob. I mean, Dak is just absolutely slinging, running. He's doing it all. Gus Edwards, I don't know how he got 7.5 points this week. Felt like he had 1,000. He scores 1,000 every single week. This is a very balanced squad. Hope get Stafford back at some point. I'll have Stafford and Dak to run the show. I love this Big Tuna team. And then East Dillon over here. Will Levis seems to not be as good, obviously, as those first couple of weeks. But Sam Howell, you absolutely fleeced me. So congrats to you there. Trey McBride is unreal with Ertz on IR. Not a whole lot else, though.
Hockenson.
Oh, Hockenson's dope. Absolute fleece. Nice job. Love to see him thriving over there. And hopefully you get JJ back. So that'd be dope.
Hoping. Injuries, man. Harvey, you've been also high on NorCal Tyler. Do you want to add on to what Scotty said there?
Yeah, I remember last week, Bob, Scotty was saying, like, Tyler's going to this college football game.
He's going to be unfocused,
blah, blah, blah. This guy doesn't know Tyler Menard like I do, Bob. He's a fighter. He wants to win the show so bad. College football don't matter. He was solely focused on beating the shit out of East Dillon. He did it. He's got one of the best teams in the show as well. I don't care if he's 5-5. I'm looking at the last 4 to 5 weeks. He's on a fuego. Tyler's Bayek. Hopefully see you at Banger Bells, bro.
Whoa. Ross, anything on this one?
Yeah, NorCal is insane. It's crazy. I think I said it a podcast or two or three ago that if you're struggling in this league, you just got to move to NorCal and you're good. You know, 5-5, all these Derby teams probably pretty happy. Tyler's stepping it up because he would have won the Derby if he was in it. So yeah, Tyler's insane. Love that guy. Bob and Kev, let's see. Respectable. Would have beat a lot of other teams this week. Had to play Tyler. It's unfortunate. We're looking at two playoff teams here. So just a nice, hard-fought match from both these guys. Big Tune is better, though.
All right, both teams currently sitting at 5-5. Let's go next to another nice win for Fly Harvey. Fly, 94.5. Los Cuervos, 64. Don falls to 4-6. Harvey right there at the top of the league at 7-3. Christopher, your thoughts on this one, and how excited are you to get Mac Jones out of the starting lineup?
Really hyped, Bov. If you listened to the pod last week, I was expecting an L. The boys stepped up, got Harvey the big blowout win, which I didn't think was in the cards. But when you play someone who doesn't care about the show, doesn't set lineups, never won a chip. I should have realized that these kind of things can happen. You can blow that kind of team out. Don's a joke. I don't have much else.
Wow. Ross, your take on this one.
To be honest, I was unaware of this.
Lineup gate.
This is terrible. I'm seeing lots and lots of points on the bench. Wouldn't have mattered. Fly Harvey Fly is pretty insane, but it's just disrespectful more than anything to start T Badgett over B Purdy. It's just terrible. Both these gift teams are kind of freaking me out, to be honest.
Scotty, you hate to see, you know, a lineup error like that. any takeaways here from that, or is the story here Harvey without the Eagles just cruising to another win?
Yeah, I was going to go straight to the lineup blunder. I mean, who starts Miles Sanders when Damien Pierce, my guy, is out? There was Singletary in there. Come on, guys. One quick on Sonny Gifford thing on Sonny Gifford that I forgot to say is he was out fishing during Football Sunday last Sunday. So just totally unfocused. Fly Harvey Fly. They're good. They're just not insane like those. Keep saying it.
Oh, Chris,
no, nothing, Bob.
No, okay, you're gonna hold your bite your tongue. Okay,
unreal. He knows how to push my buttons 30 years.
That I do,
yeah.
All right, two more to get to. Let's go. Hot seats fall to 6-4. It's been mentioned that the hot seats may have some issues here on this show. So 76.5. 76.5 falls to 6-4. Sace Armadillos is the winner here with 84. Dana and Graham improved to 6-4. So kind of get back on track there, despite Trevor Lawrence. Absolute no-show. Ross, why don't you start with this one? What's your big takeaway from Armadillos defeating the hot seats?
I feel bad for Steph and Steve. Those are some great guys over there at Hot Seats. But, like, what are you doing, man? 76.5, that's terrible, bro. I get you've got the 10th best quarterback in the league, Tua Tagovailoa, on the bench, or on a bye, I mean. You got Jalen Waddle on a bye. He's all right. Dolphins are all right. I don't, you know, they're not that good. Some people really like them. I don't think they're that good. But sorry, back to the matchup. Hot seats, just, you know, they're better than this. I think they know that. They shouldn't have lost this game. I hope it's a wake-up call more than anything. You're going to have some bad losses in the regular season. But it's how you respond to those bad losses that makes you a great team. So, Sace Armadillos is just – trash, honestly. Like, they're trash. CMC's awesome. CMC deserves better. He should be on a better team, like Dose. But Hot Seats will bounce back. I think they've got it in them.
Harvey, how about you on this one?
I'm not believing that Hot Seats are okay and will be bad yet. I don't see a lot to get excited about.
It's true. Tua's not that good.
Yeah, Tua's like Ross said, the 10th best quarterback. I mean, both their RBs scored, and they still only scored 76.5, so kind of trash. But I do believe that my boy Dana and Unfocused Graham deserve some love. They've had some injuries, man, some other teams giving analysis haven't had injuries, man. So they're getting Kyron back. They're getting Devon Achane back. And when Dana was going like 130 every week, those were the guys leading the charge. So I think Dana will be getting on a little roll here. Might reach dose levels. We'll see. But
I don't know, bro.
Hey, check the scores from weeks 1-5.
Okay.
Dana's dope.
Why don't you – Scotty, why don't you break the tie here? What's your level of optimism for Dana and Graham going forward?
I agree with Fly Harvey Fly. They're gonna be back. People forget Achane was the best running back that's ever walked the earth, and will continue to do so, considering Tua is very average, like my other allies have said on the show.
That's
fact. A lot of Tua hate here.
Yeah, I mean, you used to be a podcast regular and you ghost, that's what happens. That's what happens. Prim, wow. Man, prim. But anyways, hot seats. Yeah, I agree. You can't be rolling out Bijan and Tyler Allgeier on a terrible team every week. Steve, if you're listening, trade Michael Pittman, get a running back, slot throw in another receiver. McFerguson, he's auto TD every week. and figure out your second quarterback, because that's pretty gross, Bryce and Gardner. Yeah, hot seats will be okay. They'll make the playoffs.
Hey, Bub.
All right. Yo.
Wait. Yo. Analysis. I got some scores from my boys, Dana and Graham. Something like 2 through 5. I didn't get far enough. We're looking at 113, 139, 129, 108. Who does that remind you of?
It's pretty insane. So, Achan back this week. We'll see what the Armadillos do with more of a full squad. We got one game left in week 10, and that is Sergeant Santor improving to 6-4 with 98.5. Very nice score for Mark. And GG, not back, falls to 2-8. See you in the Derby, Andrew and Brandon and Prim, 72. First of all, got to step in and just congratulate Andrew and Sierra on the big news that happened since last pod. Absolutely love to see it expanding.
Can I get some more info on this? Show? Like, dude, can I? No one's told me anything about this. Guy, girl.
Andrea.
Human? Is it Andrea? Andrea Christopher Bone?
A human girl.
It's a girl, so it is Andrea.
It's not Andrea.
Oh, damn. Missed opportunity there.
So congratulations, Andrew. Although it did not help you in the show, absolutely trounced by the commish. So, Scotty, how about you first here? This is a really nice score for your dad. Gino went off, Herbert went off in an absolute shootout. Montgomery back with a long touchdown. And this has got to be promising going forward for the commish.
Yeah, commish loved to see it. You know, he got a late Gino to lock it touchdown towards the end there to lock it up for him. Herbert was slinging in that shootout. But Montgomery, I mean, you look at 116 rushing yards, 75 or yard touchdown, that means all of his other carries only added up to, what, 50 yards. Gibbs had a pretty decent game, so Montgomery wasn't, like, as beastly as he usually was if you hear that touchdown. So Gibbs will probably take more and more of that share, so that's not as good for him. But he got Connor back. That was solid. Pollard is borderline droppable. He's absolutely garbage. My guy, R. Dowdle, is taking over a bit there. Love to see it. Great add of Demario Douglas. Throw him in the lineup. Throw Kareem Hunt in the lineup maybe, or trade him. He's pretty solid. Dad's loving life. Defenses are legit. So this could be his year. He's like never won. So time for old Sergeant. Great name. Great year. This could be Sergeant's year. And just absolutely great doing business with Goomba Gang, fellow daddy. Actually fleeced him for Jaleel McLaughlin. So really stoked to have that guy as well as my boy Aiden slinging for me. It's going
to
be great.
Okay, wait. Time out.
He has who? To be trolling out of his mind.
You traded for who?
Number one.
I dare you to say it with a straight face. Say it with a straight face.
I can't.
I bet you can't.
I can't. But he did score 11.5 and 10.5 weeks 4 and 5. So maybe he'll be sort of back. He's a long shot. He might be, I mean, that's where All Stars is at. We're taking deep long shots, throwing darts. He's definitely a guy with some upside. So we'll see. Dropping P. Ryan's ass because he's by far RB3. But anyway, we're more stoked on O'Connell. He's going to be our week 14 savior. Not troll.
What would you have said, Christopher, if I told you at the draft that in mid-November following week 10, Scotty would say the words, O'Connell is going to be our week 14 savior?
Spence,
what man. A sad, sad state of affairs.
Spence, man.
It is. That's where we're at.
I'm just bummed to hear that.
It's got to be one of the worst fantasy teams the show has ever seen. I really do believe that. Steiny level. Sean Smith level.
Last from the past.
That's probably worse than any of their teams. Bad Tyler Miller teams. Bad Gustafson teams. That's where we're at.
All right. enough with All-Stars, enough of that. Harvey, your take on this matchup between Kamish and GG, who's clearly not back.
Buff, GG was so bad till Premier was born. We can add another to no shot at the Derby with All Stars. GG on focus. Prem Med got him. You know, Ryan Kenny really perfected, I've said this before, how to have a baby in the show. You go summertime so that when August or September, what is it, like 10th comes around, you're ready to go. You're insane all year. No babies to worry about. Sid can take care of the baby. Baby's growing up. But Gigi's not Bayek. Kamish, not Bayek. Triash, lowest scoring. What is it? I just looked at it. He scored the lowest out of all the 6 and 4 teams, shocker. And lower than the 5 and 5 team, shocker.
98.5.
Huh?
98.5. Great score. Absolutely.
I'm talking about season long.
Oh.
Season-long scoring, similar last year. Good record, bad team. He'll make playoffs out in the first round. Back to the drawing board for the draft. Grr.
Pumped for the draft.
Ross, final thoughts on this matchup as we put a bow on week 10?
Not necessarily the matchup, just because GG sucks and I don't want to talk about them. But Mark, I want to talk about him. Because I've said in the past, Mark don't trade, Kamish don't trade. But I woke up this morning, and who did I have a trade offer from? Mark. Shout out, Mark. Wow. Love you, bro. Was it a
text or a straight offer on the site?
Straight offer on the site. Love it. Wow. I love it.
I feel like you just hit accept on principle. Like
I gave Kenny the courtesy text, but I was like, I'm accepting this, basically. So – very excited that happened. Been in this league a long time. Don't think I've ever experienced that. So shout out to you, Kamish, GG. You suck. Congrats on Premi. What did you say?
Can we say the name, but like I don't.
I think that's so. Rude? It's kind of funnier if we don't and just make him continue to wonder. Maybe on the next one. Maybe on the next one, we'll have Andrew come on and reveal the name.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
I've seen crazier things. Like someone said out loud, Aiden O'Connell would be his week 14 save. That's crazy to me.
is it though? Yeah, kind
of. You know what? Like maybe Andrew's possible appearance on the pod next week. Maybe we will just have to see. And with that, let's get into week 11. So 4 weeks left in the show regular season. We are rapidly approaching Derby week here in just a few weeks. So not a lot of time left to rack up some wins for all these teams with 5-4 wins. If you have 2 wins, see you in a few weeks, but in the meantime, very important weeks here for many. Why don't we start with, I'm trying to see if there's one that absolutely does not matter at all. Let's get GG out of the way first. GG, we just talked about him. 2-8 going up against Sace Armadillos. Dana is in good shape at 6-4, but 7 wins would pretty much guarantee a playoff spot with the way that the standings are looking right now. Harvey, any way that Dana does not defeat unfocused GG?
There's no way, Bob. I would bet my freaking life on it. GG sucks. Prim, man. Prim.
You get that, Ross?
Primer bone.
Ross, you just said that GG also sucks. Are you also picking the Armadillos here?
Yeah, I mean, I would pick anyone against GG, to be completely honest. Steindorf's, All-Stars, anybody could beat this Goomba gang team.
Sharks?
Sharks. Ooh. Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah. Why not?
Oh, shit.
Why not? Anybody. Keep naming them. Prime. anybody beating GG.
Kevin Cox's gauntlet team?
Oh.
Who? Yeah, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Let's not get crazy.
No, that's too far. That's too far.
No. It'd be close. It'd be close, but Kevin Cox would prevail.
All right, Scotty, is it a clean sweep? You got armadillos as well.
Man, I tried to get there with GG, but the way I remember my first, second week of life when Spence was born, I just got absolutely housed in the show. Like, just no chance. Just absolutely no chance for this guy. I feel bad, but it's a real thing, the new baby syndrome. It's going to get to him, and I just read Achan supposed to be back. So this is going to be the blowout of the week.
All right, we should have done this next one first because this is looking ugly. Los Cuervos, 4-6. East Dillon Lions, 5-5. Yikes. Ross, try to pick a winner of this one.
Easy. East Dillon Lions. Los Cuervos will fail to set their lineup because they're trash. Yeah, no brainer. East Dillon Lions, 6-5. Congrats, bro.
Scotty?
Oh, man. I want to get there with Cuervo because he's going to throw Purdy in there. Three of the four of us, can't do math, are going to be at the game watching Purdy absolutely sling against the Bucs defense who gets torn up every week. But Howell is playing the Giants, and Will Levis is playing the Jaguars, which the Niners just absolutely destroyed. Josh Jacobs is playing the Dolphins, who give up a ton of points. And then they got Ayuk, who's going to be catching all the balls from Purdy. TJ Hawkinson, amazing. Devonta Smith, miss you. Justin Jefferson in the starting lineup. Expected.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
11. Holy F. I don't want to make you do extra work there. I got you still in here for sure.
All right, Harvey. I need JJ. I need JJ bad.
Yeah, if Don sets lineup, he'll win. If not, above blowout of the week, Don sucks. But Don does have like good players somewhere in this lineup. He just needs to spend 30 seconds to put them in.
Okay. All right. Next game, let's go Lamar Nader against the Hot Seats. Man, Lamar Nader, 7-3. Hot Seats kind of needing a win here. This team was 6-2, and they are now 6-4. I don't want to lose too many here. Stev does get Tua back. A lot of hate for Tua tonight. Stev does get Tua and Waddle back. Minshew on a bye. Bryce Young's got to start again. Bryce Young against Dallas defense. That's not great. Scotty, why don't you start this one off?
Yeah, Hot Seats, they've got Bijan on a bye. They've got Tyler Allgeier on a bye. They start both of those players, as crazy as that sounds. And they got to throw in. Who do they throw in? They throw in Jeff Wilson Jr., who's been the clown of the Show podcast this year. this is absolutely going to be Lamar Nader. Josh Dobbs keeps it rolling. Denver's been flying high, but it's time for Minnesota to – show them what's what on Sunday Night Football. Lamar will be fun against the Bengals on Thursday. I've got Lamar and Nader for sure.
Ross, who you got?
Hot Seats, easy. You know, said it last in the preview or in the thing that we did last time where we talked about the scores. this is a resilient owners at Steve and Stev. They're going to bounce back from last week's disgusting L, and they're going to win.
Harvey?
Bob, I trust Lamar Nader, man.
Wow.
They're dope. Never thought I would be picking this game the way I'm picking it. but I just have more faith. You know, Steve, a little unfocused. He went and saw Priscilla today. New grandpa. Huh?
What?
I don't know, Buff. I don't know. I'm going to Mario later.
All right. Next one. Let's go with Big Tuna against All Stars. Tyler on a 4-game winning streak. Tyler was 1-5, is now 5-5, absolutely rolling. And I'm looking at Aiden O'Connell and Tommy DeVito standing in his way.
Oh boy.
Hey, Bob. Harvey. Before you,
yo,
how does it get worse every week?
There should be a slideshow of my two starting quarterbacks.
Oh,
how to go from bad to worse.
So, Harvey, my question to you is: can Aiden O'Connell and Tommy DeVito stop Tyler from a fifth straight win?
What do you think, Bub? There's no point in wasting time. This is blowout of the week. I take back what I said earlier. All-Stars are garbage, hot garbage. He knows it. He's admitting it. He's saying Steiny level, man. I mean, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Tyler, huge win, 6 in a row. Banger Bells, NorCal, Kings game, Seahawks, college football, etc.
Ross, your take on this matchup here, Tyler against Scotty?
Yeah, honestly, Tyler's too hot to lose. Tyler's insane. Is he confirmed for BBE?
Yes, he is.
Ooh, like, can I put 100%?
Yeah, you can.
Do I need to text him and be like, yo, you coming, or just?
Definitely text him, yo, you coming in a month. In 2 weeks.
How about 2 weeks? Yeah. Jesus.
2 weeks.
BB's a month, bro. Yeah. Scotty's focused on Derby right now. Respect that. Love that.
Yes,
he'll figure it out. Big Tuna.
Yes. Easy. He'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Making steps. All
right. So Scotty clearly playing for the Derby. And I know we can climb the QBs, but you are playing for week 14. So what do you say to the squad here in week 11 trying to get ready for another game?
Yeah, we're kind of like Josh Dobbs going into Minnesota. We just got some new faces in the locker room. We're trying to work out some new plays, learn each other's names, see what works, see what doesn't. But we really feel like this Aiden O'Connell guy. We feel like he's going to be the answer week 14. Tommy is just a warm body. We're going to be relying on Taylor Heineken, who we drafted, to fill that second slot. We've got good faith in him. Travis Kelce is done touring in Argentina with some famous song singer lady. I'm not quite
song
sure
singer.
I will say I absolutely destroyed Tyler. I'm 9-4 against him all time. Tyler does not beat me in the show. He's not going to be at the Niner game. Baker's going to be at the Niners, and we're going to be watching him throw pick after pick after fumble after pick after sack after pick after fumble. But shit, he's got George Kittle. That sucks. Anyways, we're going to try and win, but it's all about figuring it out and building chemistry this week, though.
Boy, some of the combos that people are stacking up for week 14 between Goomba Gang going with Russell Wilson to Jerry Jeudy and Scotty going Aiden O'Connell to Jacoby Myers. Look out. Look out in the Derby.
Yes. Yes, Bob.
Wow. All right. We got two more. Let's go Sergeant Santor versus Wide Wide West. I mean, look, we can clown GIF 3-7, L4. Kyler's back. All right. There is something here that could resemble a competitive team, which is more than we can say for some. But this is an interesting one here. Commission, good shape at 6-4. Despite the low point total that was pointed out. Harvey, I'll actually let you start this one. Who you got here, Kamish versus GIF?
Oh, I got the commish. Huge, Bov. Absolutely huge. Matt Gifford just isn't it for me this year. With the whole Taysom Hill bullshit, I just gag every time I see Wide Wide West. Nothing personal. Hate the cheating, all that nonsense. So I'll go with the guy who's approving of the cheat, our commissioner, with a big win. I think he gives a big middle finger to Harvey for talking so much shit on the pod this week. Goes over 100. And I'll love to see it.
Ross, you engaged in some cordial business dealings, very straightforward from the commissioner today. Yeah. Do you have him winning this one?
Yeah, of course.
With newly acquired M. Wilson.
Yeah, he's going to score a couple touchdowns, and Clayton Tune's going to be throwing the ball to him too, not Kyle or Murray. Gif, L, commish, dub. Congrats, ally, commish.
All right. Scotty, who you got?
This is tough. But it's not tough. I'm going to pick my dad. But the reason why I say it's tough is because Kamish will be impacted by the Spence syndrome this week, the Spence impact. While three out of the four of us are at the Niners game, he's going to be watching Spence while watching football at the same time, which has not been a good combo the last 8 weeks or so for myself. So that might set him back a little bit, but I will say he'll be focused. He'll be watching. He won't be out freaking fishing or whatever wild, wild Western guy is doing over there. And I agree. Clayton Tune comes in. Kyler gets hurt, gets smacked in the face. I've got Sargent winning this one.
Chris, does that change anything for you knowing the commish is going to be with Spence? No.
No, I'd rather be with Spence than be out on the lake on Sundays.
Okay. Facts.
All right.
Truer words have never been spoken on the pod, I don't think.
All right. I can't think of a week this year where the five matchups we've talked about have been so, like, meh. Just meh versus meh. Team trending up versus team trending down. So those... it's good to get those five out of the way. And that leads us to one of the games of the year in the show. And it's Dose versus Harvey in week 11. I mean, I don't know if you want to call this a playoff preview, a championship preview. Both teams are 7-3. Both teams are on 5-game winning streaks. And it's got to end for somebody. So Scotty, as the neutral party here, why don't you break this one down for us first?
Well, I wonder what I'm going to say here. I see insane on the left side of my screen, and I see pretty good to great on the right side of my screen.
Pretty good. Wow.
When you scroll up and down this dozen and a half men, you got Patrick Mahomes, you got C.J. Stroud. When does it end? ETN, Gibbs, R. White, Brown, Lamb, Puka Nacua. Jordan Addison is the only one where it's like, I don't know. He could probably go out of the lineup if JJ is back. But who does he throw in? R. Rice, E. Moore, D. Douglas on a bye. Who won't be doing that? Niners D. We're going to be at the game, like I said 1,000 times. Dose and a half men does score 110. But then we look over at Fly Harvey Fly. This is the marquee matchup of the season for Fly Harvey Fly. They've had this one circled. Philly's off of a bye. They got Monday night. He's going to have a chance to come back. I do think Fly Harvey Fly definitely puts up over 100. I just don't think it's enough. And he falls just short on Monday Night Football after A.J. Brown scores 2 touchdowns.
Wow. I don't know who to start. Does anybody want to start first?
Yeah, I got this. Okay. Just super blessed that I get to be a part of this historic, monumental show matchup, especially the fact that we're all going to be at the Niner game watching this together. We're going to be watching the scores. We're going to be eating Mountain Mike pizza, drinking high noons with the boys, with the girls. Unfortunate
dads.
that Carson, Priscilla, Spence all can't be there, but like we're all just gonna be raging. We're gonna be having so much fun, bro. And we're gonna be watching Dose and Half Men get that dub ski, baby. Oh man, Patrick Mahomes going off Monday night. 3 touchdowns, 2 rushing touchdowns, 3 passing. CJ Stroud gonna have 4 passing touchdowns, pass for 600 yards, a new record. Yeah. Travis Etienne, 3 touchdowns. Gibbs, 1 touchdown off week. It's all right. Rashad White, stuffed. He will not score a single point because Niners defense is gonna get 3,000 points for Dose. Monra St. Brown score, touchdown. Lamb, touchdown. Puka-Nacua, 2 touchdowns. Final score, Dose, 157. Harvey, 142.
All right, Harvey, you get the last word.
I love the hype, Bub. I love the hype. I don't think we're going that high. I hope it's high. Hope it's both over 100. Hope it's a banger. Hope we're both shitting our pants Monday night. You know, the whole – every week, but we come on and we talk about how insane Dose is, how insane Dose is. This guy's living on top of the world right now. No injuries, man. Buys don't matter. Nothing matters. 120 every week. Write it down. But Mr. Harvey Dent has a bit of an announcement. I have almost finalized my diss track, which will drop likely on Saturday. Could be Friday, maybe Saturday. So we are bringing back the diss tracks after probably 3-year absence.
Wow.
And we hope it's just enough to have them a little on edge around me, be a little scared of Big Harvey. Be kind of a little pussy, little bitch boy. But yeah, it's going to be a hell of a Sunday, Bub. Crazy that it all lined up where this is the Niners game we picked to go to. Dose versus Harvey, both winning streaks, both best two teams in the show, hands down. And may the best man win.
Let's go.
Gotta respect that.
Love that.
Do we have a title? Can we tease anything?
No.
I think it's called You Get What?
You get nothing. You get nothing. You get it is almost done being written.
We will wait for that this weekend and we will see what happens in week 10 in the show. I kind of hope this one does come down to Monday Night Football. Chiefs, Eagles. Great Monday Night Football matchup this week. Harvey versus Dose, great matchup in the show. Yes, Christopher.
And I will say, just to clarify, this isn't solely a Dose diss. This Whoa. Guy, Diagonal, will definitely be getting a little diss. So I got a couple people. I got Don Gifford in there. Wide Wide West is in there for sure. So
fair.
No GG. I might need to add GG, honestly.
I might need to add GG.
Kevin Cox in Peru? Trying to find a plant?
He's so relevant, man. I don't think he'll make it.
I feel like there's a ton of content for this. I love to see it. Gotta respect it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of content, yeah.
Absolutely can't wait. Yep. All right, everybody. Good luck in week 10. We will see everybody next week. Maybe Tuesday, maybe at 7 p.m.?
Love that.
For the dentist, baby. Dentist.
All right.
I'll be here.
All right. We'll hope to have Ross from the dentist.
My mouth, this side of my mouth will be numb this time, not this one. Let me crazy.
See everybody next week.
Go Niners.
Mountain Mike's sponsor.
Dennis.